Fantastic. Okay, so first of all, do we have any updates regarding where we are in the process of cleaning up and investigating the scene of this crash?
No updates right now, other than what was sent out a couple hours ago. This is obviously a very serious incident, and every possible detail is going to be looked at. So it's going to they're going to take the time that they need to get all the information they need for the investigation. I don't have an estimate on when that will be completed, because every situation is a little bit different. But that's where we're at right now. Also, I personally don't have confirmation that all the next of kin have been notified. I'm actually still waiting for that. But that's also what is the reason why we have not given out any names as of yet, because we want to give the families the time that they need and the opportunity to take advantage of any resources that we can make available to them.
Sure, sure. And so I know that this is a lengthy investigative process. We had heard reports of a debris field, if you will, that's close to 5 miles, that spans over 5 miles. And so can you speak to the process of an investigation like this? Like, what has to happen, what has to fall in line in order to learn more about this crash?
Every aviation mishap is extremely detailed, and so from the aircraft itself to maintenance logs to the personnel that were part of the crew, any air traffic control records, that's just to name a few things that are going to be looked at to paint an accurate picture of what was happening when this occurred, and then what can, and if any of that can lead give to any clues as to what caused the accident.
Now, just from my experience, unfortunately, I've had to work stories about plane crashes before. Typically, it's the NTSB and the FAA that get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Are they helping with this investigation?
Right now, the NTSB is. They have personnel on site. We also have outstanding support from other local Mississippi and federal agencies. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is here. The local FBI and ATF offices are here. They're all here just providing support. There's no secondary or other investigation going on as for the reason for being here. It's just to provide us support, which we are extremely grateful for.
And so, granted, this is a rather rural area of Mississippi, but does the crash, the scene there, I know that there was a lot of fuel in the area that came from that, that there were some guns and ammunition and what have you on the plane. Is that area still safe for those who live in that area, or are precautions having to be taken?
All the precautions that need to be taken will be. The reason we just put out that there was ammunition was one because there was some ammunition. I don't know exactly what, but we also want to make sure that nobody approaches the site that doesn't need to be there. There may be it may be dangerous, but we do have explosive ordnance disposal personnel on site that are making sure the site is also safe to investigate for our people that are out there. So every precaution that we can take is being taken.
And so one of the things that I'm noticing some media confusion over, if you will, was whether or not this operation that they were that these service members were part of, did it originate from New York and then they made a stop in North Carolina, or did it originate?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
Got it. Okay, because that's where I'm seeing a lot of back and forth media wise is, did it or did it not originate from North Carolina? Okay, and they were headed to California, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.